This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Tony Cox.
It's true, tipping is a way to say thanks to someone who has made your life a little easier. It creates a personal connection, even if just for a moment. And indeed, tipping is all about relationships. Holana Oakes is an assistant professor of political science at Lehigh University and an expert on America's tipping industry. That's right, it's an industry. And she's here to tell us how to navigate one of society's trickiest rituals. Holana, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony.
The folks we may give a little extra to at the holidays are the people who provide us with some sort of service throughout the year. So we have a steady kind of relationship with them. I think we understand that. But how do relationships come into play when we're talking about tipping after a meal or for a simple cab ride?
I think relationships are the key. They're the critical component when it comes to tipping. Emotions are what drive the tipping norms. People tip because they care what other people think of them. And it really doesn't take that long. And we really don't even have to know somebody to really care about what they think of us. Individually, whether or not somebody can identify with the person that they're tipping, whether or not the person who's receiving the tip feels that they can make a connection with people, these things affect not only the size of the tip, the regularity of tipping, but also how people experience the norm of tipping itself.
Is it true that now there is simply the expectation to tip, whether the service was good or not?
There's such a strong norm in the U.S. for tipping. More than 90% of Americans tip, and we're tipping more and more occupational categories, and we're tipping more money when we do tip across those categories.
What kind of categories are we tipping now, for example, that maybe 5 years ago, 10 years ago, we were not tipping?
One of the findings that intrigued me is that as we're seeing education become increasingly politicized, and as we're seeing access to the best quality education becoming separated, then we're finding that teachers in the wealthiest schools might be more likely to receive tips, whereas in the past we wouldn't see teachers getting a lot of tips. We might get an apple from a student, and we might consider something like that a tip. But now what we're seeing is that parents are giving substantial tips in wealthier areas to teachers.
Are tips only money?
People who experience or receive tips experience a lot of things as a part of that norm. However, do we, you know, ultimately consider gifts a tip? I believe that people do. Yeah, certainly anything over $10 as a gift might be considered a tip.
Oh, so we know that it is ingrained in our social code here in this country, but it is not that way in most other cultures, is it?
Americans tip more and more often than any other country.
Really?
Interestingly, if we think about direct comparisons, a tip is highly unlikely in a place like Japan, where tips have a history of being, although this is changing, being perceived of as an insult. Americans really conform to tipping norms.
When it comes to not tipping, is that supposed to be done to send the message that I did not like the service, therefore I am not tipping you?
Certainly, my friends who are economists will say that's absolutely what you should do. If tipping serves any purpose from an economist's perspective, then not tipping will drive out those people who are not quite good enough to be in that occupation. It's not what people do. People tip for emotional reasons, and the people that we interviewed didn't make attributions about the quality of service when people didn't tip them, or when they weren't tipped enough, or when they were tipped a lot. People tend to make attributions about the character of the person who was supposed to. There's a very high expectation that you are going to tip regardless of the quality. And when you don't, a lot of times people make false attributions about the character of the person who would be the tipper in that case.
Is tipping a sustainable economic model for maintaining and generating business, do you think?
What we found in our study is that tipping does not serve as a clear signal about the quality of service, and it doesn't serve a monitoring function. So in the strictest economic sense, it doesn't have an economic purpose. It's an emotionally and culturally driven practice, and Americans are not likely to let go of it.
Holana Oakes is an assistant professor of political science at Lehigh University and co-author of Gratuity, a Contextual Understanding of Tipping Norms from the Perspective of Tipped Employees. Holana, thank you very much for joining us today, and happy holidays.
Thank you, Tony. You too.